Starting from Friday to today, you have been operating in the Upper Biafra East, precisely from the Ayamfore Diaso enclave down to Prisia Hiawa, and then Wasekropon Diena area. And we have done so many arrests and the destruction of mining equipment on the river bodies and outside the river bodies, precisely in the red zones, which means that people are still being recalcitrant. That's why all the efforts and all the education and all the campaign efforts, people are still mining in these areas, which is not good for the stability and the security of our dear nation. Because without river bodies, Ghana cannot exist. And so it is important that people take heed and desist from operating on the river bodies.
Can you tell us some of the items that you've seized or destroyed?
So far we destroyed about 8 excavators, 135 sand fans, and so forth. I'll give you the summary of equipment that we have destroyed so far, which is not a healthy sign, because we thought that with all the efforts since May, by now things should have taken shape. And we saw the river bodies improving over the period. But for them to go back, it means people are still operating with that impunity. And we are not going to allow them to do that. We are going to work assiduously to ensure that the red zones are free of any illegal activity.
How many persons have been arrested?
We have 26 persons facing prosecution. We have arrested 26 at the various police stations and are going to be prosecuted.
Is there any assistance that you seek from the general public?
Yes, education and compliance to the regulations. That is all. A good citizen should also be able to abide by regulations. I know people want to find daily sustenance, but that sustenance should not harm the security of the nation. And so they have to do it responsibly and according to law.
Okay. So for now, you can boldly confirm to us that 8 excavators, 26 persons have been arrested.
Destroyed. So, and then 135 chanfans and others.
Going forward, what's the next step?
We are going to continue to operate in the red zones. So just advice, and people should take heed, that the red zones are no-go areas for everybody. Whether you are large-scale, illegal mining, small-scale, community mining, whatever. Red zone is red zone, no-go for anybody. And so they better desist. Otherwise, we will still come after them.
Where is this identified as a red zone?
That is on the river bodies and 100 meters astride the river bodies.
What
every
mining
river.
In the forest, our forest reserves?
Yes, a time will come, we'll go after them also. But for now, we are concentrating on the river bodies.
Looking at the fight, is it tough?
It is, because of the recalcitrancy of some of our citizens. But then, will not perturb us. We are going to work assiduously to make sure that we achieve our aim. We can't afford to fail the mission.
Any advice or caution to the illegal miners?
Yes, all I can say is that they should heed the national call and desist from operating on the rivers, because we are not going to relent on our efforts to get them off. And if they prove stubborn, we'll also be stubborn.
Grateful for having you.
Yeah, thank you.